Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Ugly by Nature podcast with me, your host, Carlisle Campbell, aka the professor of pop culture. And things are about to get real beautiful in this bitch, okay? Let's talk about beauty, y'all. So, I am back, not officially, because we have exciting things for the Ugly by Nature podcast coming up. So this is not an official welcome back, but this is a little special episode, and it's all about beauty, okay? Because I want everyone to see themselves the way that they are seen, and truly that will never actually really happen. Actually, that's a lie, because we got to start seeing ourselves the way others see ourselves. Because I'm like I see myself as beautiful as others have seen me in the past, though I've been called ugly many, many a times, which is the inspiration for the Ugly by Nature podcast. Hello, thanks to colorism, because baby, my features are gorgeous, like really, really gorgeous. So it's like the only thing reason people call me ugly is because I'm dark skinned, and I'm dark skinned with standout vitiligo features. So, you know, that's just the colorism and people that calls me ugly. And I mean, hey, beauty is in the eye of beholder. It has everything to do with how we are conditioned, how we grow up, and all that good stuff. But so basically what I wanted to get into this episode about was, I've been doing photography lately, and I've been having an amazing time doing it. I've been shooting a lot of different people with a faulty lens, mind you. I bought this brand new camera, and it came with this brand new lens, kit lens, of course. And the lens is faulty. It's completely faulty. The camera does not think that the lens is attached half the time. So I'm constantly having to take the lens off, put it back on, take the lens off, put it back on, take the lens off, put it back on, you know, until I buy a new lens, which lenses are very expensive, you know. And yeah, you can find budget lens and stuff, but I ain't a budget kind of girl. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to go all out and get the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I like quality shit, which is what took me so long in getting this camera. I've always explained to people that I don't want just any camera. I don't want just a camera in the meantime. I want this specific camera because I know the quality of images it's going to produce. So I finally have that camera, and I've been shooting people, and the pictures that people have been choosing to use for, you know, their Instagram and things like that. Mind you, usually when people post from like a photo shoot and things like that, influencers' rules are maybe you use pictures from that photo shoot somewhere later on down the line. But once you post from a shoot, that's it. That's the initial post. That's the one. That's the one that's going to make people say, wow, oh, you did a photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? It's the first line of defense. So that's the one. And usually people don't post from a same photo shoot too often. They don't say, well, there were other beautiful shots, I'll post those at a later date. That rarely happens. Once they post it, that's it. So me as a photographer, unless I choose to post the work that I find beautiful and things like that, which eventually I will, I just haven't decided to get back into social media like that. But once I, you know, once you post it, that's it. That's my work that's out there, which is not a huge issue because I give people the freedom. I give them the photos and I say, I'm not posting these. Maybe eventually at some point I will, but this is for you to do as you please with it. So when you all choose the ones that you do, I'm like, oh my gosh. Even though I have like a friend, my good girlfriend, Seema, she just confused. Like, she goes through the photos and there's so many of them. She's my best subject. She doesn't know which ones to choose. You know what I'm saying? She just picked ones that she thinks looks decent, you know, which I love her heart because she thinks most of them are beautiful regardless. You know what I mean? So bless her heart for that. But so I can understand the not knowing which ones to choose, especially when looking at yourself like, oh my gosh, I struggle. I talk about self-esteem and all that stuff so many times on this podcast. Like, please go back to the first episode of Ugly by Nature podcast. You want to hear that rant. I'm not doing it again, but it took me a really long time to get to where I am today, and my confidence continues to grow each and every single day. It's a work in progress. You'll never 100% be confident. I don't care if you're the baddest bitch in the world. Even the baddest bitch in the world or the best looking guy in the world is going to be fine-tuning themselves. They're going to be doing things that they feel they can do to improve and get better. Now, you can reach a point because even me at my current weight, I'm still chubby, but I've got a little muscle now. I've been losing a little bit of weight. You know what I'm saying? Feeling myself a little bit and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, I still feel I feel complete in a sense that I really admire myself. I'm really I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci with my looks. I'm Gucci with how I feel. There's a lot that I need to work on. There's a lot I need to learn. None of those two things will ever stop. Those are consistent tracks, train on a track that keeps going and going and going and going. And it makes a few stops here and there. But otherwise, they don't stop. So you have to remember that when building up your confidence. Building up your confidence is a never-ending thing. It never truly stops. You just hone it, make it better, and what people see is what they think is a finished product, but it's not. The food is not done marinating. And you'll never be. You'll never really get to eat the steak the way you want to. You just gotta let it marinate, do its thing, keep seasoning it, make it the best thing ever for when it's finally ready to be cooked. In a casket. So, you know what I mean? But another thing is I wanted to touch and highlight on is the fact that, I've been privileged enough to be around a lot of celebrities. I need to write them down. I need to write down every celebrity name I've seen because I've seen so many. And earlier when I was naming them, I couldn't think of any of them. And I'm like, what can I think of? Because I always forget. I always forget about the people I've seen. I've seen J-Lo and A-Rod, Rihanna, Naomi Campbell, Anna Wintour, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jake Gyllenhaal is my friend. We're really cool, actually. Just kidding, but in a sense, it's a long story with me and Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm gonna have to do a podcast one day on all the celebrities I've met, and tell each and every single story because I've, for the most part, I've had in some kind of interaction with all of them. I think my interactions with Wendy Williams, Rihanna, and I'm trying to think, and Jake Gyllenhaal are probably my three most mem. I'm only saying that because those are the biggest names, but they are kind of memorable because they are the bigger names. Those interactions were, wow, I've had some bad ones. Sarah Jessica Parker, Sarah Jessica Parker, Sarah Jessica Parker. Oops, sorry. I still love SJP. Just to be clear, I just caught her on a day that she didn't want to be bothered. And it just wasn't, we just did not click. We did not click, SJP. We were not clicking. She's an ENFP in Sex and the City, but she m might be an ISFJ in real life because we did not click, baby. We did not. But what my whole point was, especially going to the Met Gala, the red carpets, and standing outside the Met Gala red carpets and stuff at the Carlyle Hotel, which I do every single year. So meet me out there if you want. They've seeing some of those celebs in person truly has been eye-opening for what beauty is and what is considered. Pictures do not do a lot of celebrities justice, and it is with that I realize that pictures and videos don't really do a lot of us justice. A lot of us look better in person, which makes sense. A picture makes you flat, and you know what I'm saying? It's almost naturally so, but it's just crazy because a lot of what we see as beauty and things like that does come from photos and videos and things like that. It's skewered because we live in a time where that's how we consume, and we've consumed enough to where we have that skewered, however you say it, skewered protection perception of what is beautiful and what isn't. So, that's just the biggest thing I wanted to highlight. And I just wanted to say, love yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself when you see those pictures and videos. I remember when I first heard myself in videos, cringe, literally could not stand the sound of my voice. I thought it was disgusting. There was a point where I was like, I'm gonna stop talking forever because I hate it. Or people start recording, I go mute. I used to go completely mute, and I used to have a point at two where people wanted pictures with me, I had to take the picture or approve the picture. You will not take a picture. Now, if you decide to take a picture of me from across the room without me looking, that's whatever. But if I'm aware that a picture is being taken of me, I will take the picture, I will not be in the picture, or I will approve the picture. It's gonna be one of those three because I was so dark and people kept photographing me, especially most when you're really dark, a lot of people, unless you're in a predominantly black area, most people are going to be a little bit lighter than you. I tend to always end up being one of the darkest people in the room. And With that being said, people never photograph me right, always under the wrong lighting, and you just look literally like charcoal standing next to someone. Like, you're not about to get me. And to this day, I'm still a little funny about that because there are people who will see that and be like, "Oh, you look great," and then you look, it's like you can't even see me, actually. No offense, this is where things get skewered now. It's like, actually, you can't even see me, literally. Like, I'm literally teeth and eyes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to move around a room to get the right lighting. And a lot of people are not willing to do that. They just see it and they look good in it. First time I learned that was with my friend Jasmine. We took this beautiful picture by the river one time. And I'm like, "Oh, I love this picture." And she's like, "Yeah, you like it because you look good in it. I don't look good in it." And I'm like, "You look fine." And the more I looked at the picture, I said, "Oh, your eye is a little, look like it's twitching a little bit or something." She's like, "Exactly." And I'm like, "Oh, in this part," you know, all of a sudden when I really, really looked at the picture and looked at her, because I actually took the time to listen to my friend and say, "Let me look at this picture for real and see what it is that she sees, because she looks fine to me." And I really broke it down. I'm like, "Oh, okay, I can see all the things in the photo that she would pick apart for herself." Now, the broader perspective, if I had posted the picture, I think that a lot of people would have still liked the picture and wouldn't have even noticed that, you know what I mean, that she looked a little off in the photo according to her and now me after carefully observing the photo. I don't think, yeah, I don't think that many people actually take the time out to really view your photo unless they actually really like you or obsessed with you in some way, or like, you know what I'm saying? Or something catches their eye real quick and they're like, "Hold on, let me go back and look." But most people really aren't looking at you as hard as you think. They're gonna look at it, like it, and keep scrolling. You know what I mean? It's not too often people go back, though I know because we've all been burned by dealing with people who maybe take our pictures and pick us apart and things like that. So I understand the idea of not wanting to post a picture with someone else when you weren't able to control how well you think you look in the photo. You know what I mean? It's so I do get it, but most of us, they just don't do us justice. And now I've reached a point where I'm not as self-conscious about the pictures I take. I'm just kind of like, I do kind of sometimes seek validation now and talk to multiple people, and you know, blessed enough to have multiple people around me from different backgrounds and things like that, where I can get difference of opinions and, "Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this?" You know, some people, you could be confident and just go for it. Good for you. Some of us are not as 100% with it, where we can, well, nobody's 100, but some of us are not as high up to where we can be okay with it. One time, I just have the signature face that I always post pictures in, right? Until I started, for the first time, because of all this, I decided, let me go around and ask people what they think of this photo. Everyone's like, "Actually, you look kind of sleepy." So now I've started widening my eyes and photos a little bit. And to me, it feels like I'm stretching the hell out of my eyes. It feels like my eyes are literally just stretching so far beyond, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, my eyes must look so big in this picture." And then I look at the picture and I'm like, "Oh, my eyes look pretty normal and not sleepy." And it's like, you know, it's funny when they say they have these little tricks online and stuff. They say widen your eyes to open your eyes more, and then do this with your lips and stuff to make your model face and whatnot. Now, I don't know about the mouth part when I tried it out, but the eye thing was really definitely a hit when I realized that I needed to do it on my own. When I did widen my eyes, it was a clear difference in my photos. So now there's a clear difference in my photos, and I'm, who knows, I might maybe post them, but it's just so funny how we just don't see ourselves the way everyone is seeing us. Don't listen to pictures and videos. They can be truth tellers, but they can also be huge liars. It can be a huge deceptor in how you really are presenting yourself at that very moment. So don't be discouraged by the way you look in photos and things like that. You are beautiful. Personally, I wouldn't photograph anyone I don't find in my eyes personally beautiful. You know what I mean? That could be a number of things. People might say a kooky old lady with her hair matted and, you know, only one eye open with dirty clothes on is not beautiful. Some of us might look at that and see the art in the way she is, the way she carries herself. She may choose to carry herself that way. Okay, it doesn't mean that, oh, this homeless person looks this way because they're homeless. No, she may actually choose to look that way. She may wake up, she may, it's not that hard for a homeless person to get their hands on a comb, a brush, and things like that. It's hard for them to get their hands on certain things, but it's not as hard as we like to believe with certain things. And it's like, you know, if someone wanted to brush their hair, they could, and they simply choose not to. You know, truly, most things in life are a choice. We do have a choice, although we don't, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Like I said, the whole point of this little special episode was just to remind you not to be hard on yourself. You look good. That's it.
This is Avelisa from Where To Pet Dispatch. This is a specialty car service for pets and their owners. If you have a hard time getting your pet to the veterinarian, boarding, grooming, whether it is a dog, a cat, a bird, no matter the size, if it fits, it rides. And if you can't ride, not a problem. We will take your pet wherever you need to go. We service all five boroughs. We can be reached at 929-288-1106 or reach us at our Instagram, TikTok, or our Facebook at Where To Pet Dispatch. But before we go, I have one question for you. Where to next?
This was fun, but unfortunately, our time ends here, my friends. Stay tuned. The Ugly by Nature podcast will be back with a new co-host or a few, depending on people's scheduling, child. Trying to figure out people's scheduling is a mess, okay? Like, this is why I never wanted to be a manager, because I got to do the scheduling stuff. No, I'm not doing that. But with that being said, you know, I've just been working on so many different projects. I'm back writing in my books. I've been doing photography. I'm recording music. I'm working a full-time job and just working on a few different things. Did I say photography already? Yeah, I did. Obviously, photography. I said that earlier in the damn show. But anyways, that's what I've been doing. That's what's been going on. So we will definitely be back and back in full force when the time is right. So thank you for tuning in. I love you. Thank you for your continued support. If you want to support the kid, Ugly by Nature, #tag Ugly by Nature. Send a little cash up if you want. You know, it's always appreciated. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. Bye, everyone.